religious differences. Some fundamental issues concerning the proper education of people about communalism require clarification. One such issue is the matter of religious differences. A comparative study of various religions reveals distinct differences among them. For instance, some religious communities adhere to monism, while others believe in monotheism. Some religions emphasize self-discovery of truth, while others hold that the truth is revealed by God through messengers. Some individuals believe that these religious differences and distinctions are the primary causes of all communal conflicts. They argue that communal harmony can only be achieved when these differences are somehow eliminated. Extremists advocate for the complete destruction of these differences, saying, "Bulldoze them all!" However, this approach is utterly impractical and not worth discussing. Faced with the stark reality of religious diversity, some individuals attempt to somehow or the other prove that all religions are, in fact, one and the same. A prominent example of such a person was the late Dr. Bhagwan Das, 1869-1958, a highly accomplished individual. After meticulously studying all the major religions, he authored a book titled Essential Unity of All Religions, which spanned nearly 1,000 pages. Dr. Das asserted that the teachings of all religions are identical. However, attempting to demonstrate that all religions are one and the same by selectively extracting portions from various scriptures is akin to someone selectively culling sections from the constitutions of different countries and compiling them into a single volume, claiming that all world constitutions share the same rules, clauses, and provisions. Such an imaginary universal constitution may provide immense satisfaction to the author of such a book, but it would be utterly unacceptable to even a single nation. Every country would reject it outright. The same principle applies to books like Dr. Das's. While these compilations may bring immense satisfaction to their authors, they cannot be accepted by the followers of diverse religions. After delving into this issue in great detail, it can be concluded that asserting that all religions are one and the same is not in line with reality. In fact, there are numerous differences between the various religions that make it virtually impossible to prove their sameness. For instance, one religion proclaims the existence of a single deity, while another religion posits the existence of two gods, and a third religion asserts the presence of three gods. Yet another religion claims that there are many gods, while some religions assert that the number of gods is simply beyond comprehension. In such circumstances, claiming that the teachings of all religions are identical may appeal to the minds of individuals predisposed to wishful thinking, but it lacks logical reasoning and is not based on factual evidence. Even if, by some means or the other, it could be argued that the scriptures of different religions are, in fact, the same, the problem of differences will still remain unresolved. This is because there are multiple and conflicting interpretations of each of these scriptures, which lead to the formation of numerous sects within each religious community. The fact is that such difference or diversity is not just related to religion. The entire world is based on the principle of difference and variety. These differences are so pervasive that no two things or people are without some difference, or the other. As someone has very rightly said, nature abhors uniformity. When differences are themselves a law of nature, how can religion be an exception to this rule? The fact is that, just as differences are found in everything else in the world, so also there are differences between one religion and another. We have not thought it necessary to eliminate differences in other matters, but instead have agreed to disagree. We should adopt the same practical formula in matters of religion as well. Here, too, we should emphasize unity despite differences. The fact is that there is only one way to resolve the issue of religious differences: follow one, and respect all. Difference or diversity is not just related to religion. The entire world is based on the principle of difference and variety. These differences are so pervasive that no two things or people are without some difference, or the other.